And this is used to process silicon. So this is a 100 wafer of silicon where pits have been etched. They're pyramid holes in it have been etched. And what happens is you take some polymer resist, you put it everywhere on the silicon, and then you expose part of the region to light, and light breaks the polymer. So the polymer looks like spaghetti, cooked spaghetti on the surface. You shine light on it, you cut it up into little pieces. And then you put this in a developer, and the developer dissolves the little pieces, but not the long ones. And it exposes in these squares the silicon. Then you dip it in KOH, and KOH is a chemical that etches the 110 planes faster than the 100 planes, faster than the 111. And it etches the 111 planes the slowest, so that as it etches a hole, only the 111 planes appear. So these sides of these pyramids are the 111 planes of silicon. And you get these nice looking pyramids by just dipping the silicon in a liquid. And it etches pyramids with well-defined angles. Okay, so when you're processing microelectronics, people need to know, you have to tell them which direction the atoms are oriented, and that's usually specified in terms of these Miller indices. Okay, we'll stop here for today, and I'll go on with crystal structures next time.